The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, it's a special episode, special guest with a friend of mine and one of the most important thinkers in America, Dennis Prager. I invited Dennis to come on the program because there has been a fair amount of chatter from people I really respect about Dennis Prager's interview on pornography, more specifically animated child pornography, which I know is not a topic that comes up all the time. I have felt that Dennis and his life work have been, let's just say, not necessarily presented fairly, and I wanted a chance to speak about it. I do want to play the clip right now, though, before the start of the episode that is in question. It's a 2-minute clip that went viral, so you can hear it, because basically this entire episode centers around it. So listen to it right here.
If you have bad thoughts and don't act on them, you're on a higher moral plane than the guy who never has a bad thought. I don't get any credit for not molesting children. I'm as interested in children sexually as I am in bananas or peach trees. Okay? So I get no credit for not molesting a child. But the sick dude who does want to and doesn't, mm-hmm. he gets a lot of credit.
So speaking of pedophilia, suppose a man says, I view animated child porn. So there's no real victim in that sense right. of child pornography, which we both agree is horrendous. And by viewing animated child porn, it prevents me from acting out sexually on a child. Now, I deny that. I think that pornography inflames us to then want to act those fantasies out, and I think there's good studies that back that up. But surely you wouldn't say to the man who views animated child pornography, that's not bad so long as you don't act it out. Wouldn't you want to help this poor sick dude?
Yes, I would, but I'm thrilled that he's not acting it out. I mean,
agreed.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, that's big.
Yeah.
We're both thrilled that he might have a poor substitute, but it is a substitute if that were the case. No child is being used. Yeah. It's all animated.
Yeah.
And he
but would is, you would you use the word evil of animated child pornography? Because
no,
I certainly would.
I would use evil only with behavior. That's where we might differ. Yeah. Forgetting the sex issue, you can't be evil. You didn't do evil if you thought evil. You did evil
if I'm masturbating to animated pictures of pornography. I'm not doing something evil.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's despicable. Yeah,
really?
Yes, of course.
Who is being hurt? You have to have a victim.
Oh, I'll tell you. There's at least two people being hurt. There's the person who's poisoning himself by encouraging him
right.
to think
I
acting
don't want,
out on
okay.
children. And there's also the animator.
Okay, wait a minute. We both are aching for him not to have those fantasies. I agree with you, but I...
But you won't call it evil.
I won't call a fantasy evil. Yeah. There's too much real evil on Earth for me to start being preoccupied with people's thinking.
It's not just thinking. It's him masturbating to images
of
children.
What, okay, so that, the real question about the whole pornography issue is not pornography. It's masturbation.
As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I just want to say I have great respect for Dennis Prager. I do disagree, and we don't get too much into the disagreement here. I do believe that thoughts can be sinful. I do believe that attitudes can be sinful. Obviously, I think actions are worse than thoughts. There are gradations of sin and evil. But that's not really what we get into here. We instead allow Dennis to clarify, and you guys can then be the judge. I think Dennis is a good man who has done a lot of great things for our country against the Marxists over his 40-year career, and he has certainly enriched my life in my understanding of the Bible, specifically Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. He's a good man. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Text this episode to your friends and do me a favor. Listen to the entire episode before you email me some reaction, because the episode in its entirety, I think, is unbelievably powerful. At least it was for me. Okay, buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, everybody, welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. I want to tell you, I requested this conversation with somebody who has significantly impacted my life. Dennis, I think I have consumed and listened to more Prager content than anybody alive. I think that is the case. From the Rational Bible series to your lectures, to almost 30 years on the Torah have touched me in just infinite ways. I'd listened to every fireside chat. And so I'm really glad that you agreed, Dennis, to come on. And you were quick to agree, largely just because of this clip or series of clips that started to go viral. And Dennis, I felt it was people were treating you unfairly. And I wanted to have you on and we could have a conversation about it. So Dennis, welcome to the program.
Let me just say, if I think it is true, you have heard more than any living person outside of me. I think we're tied. So,
well, Dennis. Sometimes when we're spending time, I remind you of stories, and you say, "How do you remember?"
It's mind blowing. That's right. Exactly correct. Well, you have an incredible memory. I'm very touched and I'm very thrilled because you're having such an effect on so many people. Okay, so there are a few major things to be said here. So let me begin. The latest viral issue is I was asked on a broadcast with a Catholic podcaster. We were talking about thoughts versus deeds, and this whole issue, which I raised originally in the Exodus seminar with Jordan Peterson on the Daily Wire, which I was honored to be part of, and the issue of can thoughts be sinful? Does God or man, should we regard thoughts or even as evil or only deeds? And I am on the side overwhelmingly of deeds. I don't think good thoughts count as good deeds, and I don't think bad thoughts count as bad deeds. And I think that's true for God too, but I can't speak for God. I can only speak for someone like myself who's inspired by God. But as you are, as anybody who wants to be inspired, I don't hold that I have a special relationship that others don't have. But I want to make that clear. If we are going to say that thoughts are evil or render you evil, then thoughts render you good. But good thoughts that don't translate into good deeds are worthless. In fact, many good thoughts translate into bad deeds. Most communists in the West had good thoughts: equality, fraternity, comradeship, elimination of poverty, and they created the greatest monster in history, communism. So good thoughts don't count, and bad thoughts don't count much. Okay, they count, but they don't count much. So we got into this discussion, and one was with Jordan Peterson, and the next one was with this Catholic with whom I had this dialogue. So he, in light of my position that thoughts don't count, only deeds, we got into the discussion of what is it called when it's not AI? He didn't use AI.
Animated was the word that he used.
Animated, yes. Yeah. Yes, animated kiddie porn, animated child porn. So I had made it clear, and I'll make it clear again, in the list of true evils on earth, the using children for porn is one of the greatest of all the possible evils humans can engage in. In fact, let me make this clear. I would be for castrating anyone who made kiddie porn, just to give you an idea of my passion on that subject. I am, of course, I'm for having it illegal. I even flirt with the idea of animated kiddie porn, the distribution of it being illegal, just to give you an example. But he asked me in light of my position that only deeds really count in terms of evil, what do I think of animated kiddie porn? Is it evil? And I said, no. Meaning that compared to using real children, using animation, of course it's less evil. I mean, the gulf is gigantic. If a child isn't used, that's all I meant. I think it's deranged. You know, since you listen to me, how much I want to protect children, how much I am angry when they have drag queen story hours for kids. So I'm devoting my life to protecting children. I'm not going to care about this issue. But in a philosophical sense, on the sheer one issue of is watching something that didn't happen, as disgusting as it is that evil? It's deranged. It's sick. Evil is when a real human is used. Now, then people say, but this is a gateway to real kiddie porn or real, God forbid, use of children. Well, that is use of children. If that is true, it is an almost inevitable gateway to real child porn, then it is evil. In any event, I'm for having it illegal. Just to give you an idea of my thoughts on it.
Well, and I think, Dennis, part of the controversy of the clip was that I think it was too short in how it was distributed, because it was a long conversation where you had widespread agreement with the host. And I watched the whole video multiple times. But also, Dennis, I think that you're a stickler for the definition of evil, where you would say that animated child pornography is profane, it's ugly, it's degenerate,
sick.
I think what it is, what ended up getting people confused that don't know your life's work on evil is that you're very careful to use that word, or you're very precise. Is that a fair way to think about it?
Completely. And I think it. So let me go now. Develop this. You'll find. I know you will find this. Both something you're aware of, and maybe even a new take on it. So first, this is a sad part. The sad part of all this is that there are people on the right, and there are some Christians. Not the biggest Christians by any means. The biggest Christians have been allies of mine. But there are Christians and there are conservatives who have acted in this case just like the left does with me. What they're doing is they're playing gotcha. You can have a lifetime of good work, but you said a sentence, or in one case, a word, wrenched out of context. I'll give you an example of how a decent Christian, which is most by far, but some have not been, or a decent conservative, again, most by far, but some have not been, should have acted. When Kanye West came out with anti-Semitic comments, and they were anti-Semitic, I don't use that word loosely, like I don't use the word evil loosely. And his good friend Candace Owens had not condemned him. I got calls and emails from some of the leading Jews in America, including conservatives. Dennis, you must speak out against Candace Owens for not saying anything about her friend Kanye West. But I didn't, because I knew how much good Candace Owens has done. Let's say she made a mistake. Okay, I won't join the bandwagon, because she has done so much good. She has a very high moral bank account with me. What I did was I called her up. I said, Candace, talk to me. What's going on? Then a few weeks later, I wrote my column on Candace Owens and Kanye West. And I spoke about how much good she has done, how there's not an anti-Semitic bone in her body, how she is so pro-Israel. Her husband is one of the leading activists in England on behalf of Israel. And I hope one day she will make a statement She should make eventually a statement about Kanye West. That is her decision at her time. That's what I wrote. And that is the decent thing to do because she had a moral bank account. Do I not have a moral bank account with conservatives and Christians? Is there a bigger non-Christian friend of Christians in America than Dennis Prager? I can't think of who that is. And yet to jump on this all of a sudden, I am a bad guy. A lifetime of goodness doesn't matter. All of a sudden, a bad guy. It doesn't reflect on me. It reflects on them. And it is distressing when it's a human tendency. Gotcha. It's like when the parent says, don't curse. Then the father's driving. Somebody cuts him off on the road. The father curses and the kid goes, gotcha. You're a hypocrite, Dad. This is a very human and childish thing to do.
And one of the reasons why it's happening more and more, I think, is that people are let down by their leaders and people in media, and they want to almost find some reason to hate somebody. But Dennis, I want to make sure this is clear. Listening to your lectures on Genesis and Exodus, you're so clear that the Torah was the first document to protect children against sacrifice. Let's just forget, you know, the pornography issue for a second, the murder of children. And you've made a career about fighting evil and fighting some of the great daunting tasks of the left of our time. But Dennis, I do think that what confused some people about this, and I want to just drill into some of the detail for a second, and it happened so quickly in the interview, was when the host, Matt Frad, asked about masturbation to that thing. Now, to be clear, I don't think you think that's a good thing by any way, shape, or form.
It's hard to imagine something sicker.
Right. But I guess my question, and I mean this just even theologically from a Jewish perspective or Christian, I would consider that evil because they're doing evil against themselves. That's a question I've actually wanted to ask you for a while. Can you be evil in private against yourself? Is that possible?
Well, let's take the worst thing that humans can do, or one of the worst, certainly. Maybe abuse of a child can actually rival this, but murder is... murder and ends a human life. So if you commit suicide, is it a sin in Christianity and Judaism? It is a sin. Is it evil? I've never heard it described as evil in my religion. I can't speak for other religions in this matter. And in many matters, I know Christianity pretty well. But the ultimate evil is murder. So if you murder yourself, Are you an evil individual? I wouldn't go that far. So I don't know what it means to commit evil against yourself. I believe this: you can hurt yourself, you can injure your soul. There are a whole host of things. See, you're right in pointing out, because I'm so obsessed with evil, I wrote a book on anti-Semitism, and I'm very careful not to call people anti-Semites mm-hmm. if they're not. If we cheapen the word evil, you could say it's a sin. I mean, in Judaism, it's a sin to eat bacon. And I don't eat bacon. I do believe it's a sin. But it's not evil. Not all sin. For a Catholic, not to go to Mass is a sin, as far as I know. But I don't think they'd say it's evil. There are sins and there's evil.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Every day we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going woke. Americans are sick and tired of having left-wing propaganda jammed into every product they consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions into liberal causes, and we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch today. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to in your area, minus the leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Keep your phone, keep your number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Get a free activation today with the offer code Charlie. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. I just think the issue is that I want to make it very clear to defend you. If you won't ascribe the word evil, that doesn't mean you think it's virtuous. Dennis, I'm trying to help you out just in the sense I want the audience to know that.
Yes.
Can you expand
right
on that?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It's painful. I reserve evil for murder, torture, rape, child abuse, child porn, gulag, Auschwitz. If everything we think is wrong is evil, is it evil to speed? It's wrong to go above the speed limit. Is it evil? Yes, it's evil if you go 55 in a 25 mile per hour zone where there are kids around. In other words, it's relative to the circumstance. If you go 70 in a 65 mile per hour highway, it's not evil. I mean, we can't cheapen the word. Masturbation is not glorious, but it is not evil. It makes God and religion look bad. I have brought more people to Christianity, I believe, than any American Christian. Okay, and I'm a Jew, I might add. And I'm proud of that. And part of the reason is I make God real. I show God in a light that doesn't make him look foolish. If God thinks masturbation is evil, that's not my God. I'm sorry. I gave this man an example of a man I knew. 15 years, took care of his Alzheimer's wife. She didn't even know who he was. He wouldn't marry another woman. He wouldn't divorce her. All he did is take care of her. I don't know if he masturbated, but I asked Matt Fred, if he did, was it evil? And he said, well, you can't give me that example or whatever, but yes, he thinks it's evil. That hurts me on behalf of religion. That's mean. Now, if masturbation becomes an addiction, if masturbation hurts a marriage, if masturbation X, Y, or Z, I mean, what is it? Pastor Dobson of Focus on the Family, the founder of it, said in the 90s, God is, I'm paraphrasing, God is troubled by other things. I mean, normative Christians have also understood this is not the hill to die on for religious people. And does that make sense, Charlie?
It does. And I think we would differ a little bit theologically on the importance of thoughts. And I want to have that in a second, Dennis. But I want to strengthen your argument because I see completely where you're coming from. If everything is racist, nothing is racist. So we have to be mm-hmm. very careful not oversupplying the world with labels that have real weight. Is that a fair way to put it, Dennis?
I think I'm protecting these terms. The worst thing on earth is evil. Those of you who love God must hate evil.
Psalm 97:10. Yeah, Psalm 97:10.
Yes, it's my favorite verse. It's my favorite verse in the Bible.
No, and I think but on this particular example, I would differ, Dennis, on if somebody was self-pleasuring to even the form or the animation of a minor.
I agree. Okay, yes, I'm very, very close to you on that.
I would use evil. Admit that. I would have to say evil,
okay,
Dennis.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, and I'm not going to argue with
okay.
you. Okay. My only point was that it is not the same as with real children. That was my only
point. And the host agreed with
you. And you agree with that.
I do.
And he agreed with that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I would say. So we both believe it's a lesser evil.
Yes, that there are gradations to sin.
That's right.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So Dennis, before I go on to just more of the interesting tension between Christianity and Judaism on thoughts, is there anything else you wanted to speak on this particular thing?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I thank you. Yes. To give Christians an idea of how important my distinction between thoughts and actions is, Christians have no idea how often I am attacked by Jews saying, you know, you're such a big defender of Christians, they think we're going to hell because we don't believe in Jesus. And I go, that's right, I know that. And they think that belief makes them, if not evil, certainly dangerous and untrustworthy. And so I say, and I've said this all of my life, I don't judge people by what they think. And I know how good Christians, certainly American Christians, have treated me and have treated Jews and Israel. That's what matters to me, how Christians act. That they believe something I think is wrong. I don't think I'm going to hell. But that's not how I judge. I don't judge people by their theology, which is the same as by what they think. The whole basis of my love of Christians emanates from my judging Christian behavior, not Christian thought.
And I find this to be true when, and I just want to push our audience, they might say, I don't agree with that. How often...
Don't agree with what? What would they say? They don't agree with what?
Well, let me be clear that where you're saying that the inner thoughts are not as important to the value judgments of the person, because we have, as a society, we've drifted towards trying to find the secret person, that the secret person tells us the true person. And that might be somewhat instructive, and I think you've convinced me over time, Dennis. If somebody cuts me off when I'm in traffic, I'm not at my best and I say words I shouldn't say in an expletive-filled rant, right? But is that the best picture of who I am? It matters how you treat the other person. But let me use this example, though, Dennis, which is conservatives, large in part, rallied to Donald Trump when Donald Trump privately was speaking to another man about a woman, and it would be called locker room talk.
That's right. That's right.
That would reinforce your argument, the Access Hollywood tape, would it not, Dennis?
Right. Exactly. It's none of my business what people say privately. It's my business what people do, and it's my business what people say publicly. It is not my business what people say privately. That does not tell me about the human being as much as people think it is. I mean, the examples are legion of the division between thought. I mean, it may simply be a theological difference, and I respect that. That's what I didn't understand. Why can't people have said, listen, Dennis has done so much good, does so much good.
Well, you're
okay.
Asking the question. Let me tell you why, Dennis. Because some people in a short clip that goes viral without context, while there is a very... the zeitgeist right now is focused on child exploitation because of Sound of Freedom. So it's in the news, and some people made it feel like, and it was unfair, the soundbite was as if you were minimizing that.
Right. Okay. That's fair.
Yes.
And people should therefore do what I did with Candace Owens.
Yes. No, that is
Let's
correct.
Let's find out what Dennis believes, which is what Charlie Kirk is doing.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
And just to make sure everybody understands, on the toughest fight of toughest fight, for no exaggeration, 50 years, Dennis has been on the front lines, every single one of them. and somehow, in a 20-second clip that's going to tell you something, I think it's really silly, and it's also
we'll be left with nobody. The people.
This is exactly
we will
right.
lose to the real bad guys.
Yeah.
If we're going to throw our allies overboard, let us say I was totally wrong. Let us imagine. Now people understand better what I think, thanks to you. But let us say I was totally wrong. Isn't the mature reaction, okay, this my great ally in the battle against the great evil of what the left is doing to the Western world and the collapse of religion, my great ally in sustaining religion and sustaining the Ten Commandments, yes, sustaining in God we trust, made a mistake. Okay, so let's go on. I mean, why? That's my reaction when people I respect make a mistake.
Fidelity Charitable released its latest giving report. According to the report, its account holders in 2022 recommended $11 billion to nonprofits in the mix, Planned Parenthood. In fact, according to the report, Planned Parenthood was just the sixth most popular nonprofit among Fidelity Charitable account holders last year. Does that upset you? Well, it upsets me too. Open a giving account with an organization that shares your values. Visit DonorsTrust.org/Charlie to learn more about Donors Trust. That's DonorsTrust.org/Charlie to discover how you can partner with a giving account provider that shares your values. I love Donors Trust. I encourage you guys to look at it right now. They're excellent. DonorsTrust.org/Charlie. I'm not defending the masses. I am trying to answer the question. I think you'll like this, Dennis, where right now there is a movement in America against children with the trans stuff, the drag queens, and all of that, right? And people on the internet especially, this is where social media, you know, can be very destructive, that they are pouncing on anything or anybody. Dennis, if you would have went on that program, you would have said, I think that we need a mandatory law to eat kosher. People would have said, okay, whatever. It was the subject matter.
Dennis, I agree with you. You're 100% right, and it's very unfortunate. And I think anybody watching this or listening to this will be clear. It is, as I said, in the list of evils in God's eyes and man's eye, child porn is up there with the worst possible things humans can engage in. I have devoted much of my life to protecting children. All I was doing compared to using real children, it is certainly less evil, because we're talking about the issue of thought versus, we're not talking about defending kiddie porn in any form. It's vile, period. I've never wavered for a nanosecond on that. I went to one of my favorite human beings and asked, who happens to be a psychiatrist, who's a professor of psychiatry for many years at UCLA and is a religious Jew. And he has told me repeatedly, he doesn't think that people who are attracted to prepubescent children are curable. This is a tragic realization that I've had for many years. So I'm thinking, would I rather this person, this incurable sick person, fantasize to pictures or to real children? That's all that went on in my mind. But it is terrible, even if it's just pictures. And by the way, even since I said that a few months ago, I've only recently, just this weekend, somebody showed me AI pictures of women in bikinis. And they were created just by AI, indistinguishable from real sexy women. And I realized, whoa, we are entering a really, really dangerous realm. Because if children will be as depicted as like that, as accurate, maybe it will draw in even more people who are not already sick.
Yes.
In that arena.
I'm glad you said
that. So now, yes. But I didn't realize this when that issue came up in a philosophical realm more than a real realm. Now that I do, I am very, very troubled by animated child porn. I was troubled before, but I only didn't use the word evil. That's the only issue we had. And now I'm prepared to do so.
Very good. So, and I just want to, I want to build this up. Everybody, Dennis is one of the great gifts to Western society and fighting the left and fighting all this Marxism. For 40 years, the scholarship, the radio, Dennis, just inform our audience that you've had tens of thousands of people go to church that are Christians. From PragerU to the billions of views, I just want to remind our audience, this is a good man.
Yeah, well, it's sad that you have to remind anybody.
Well, no,
Let me make clear. Hold on, Dennis.
You know, in the Torah, short memories are humanity. That is humanity, is short memories.
Okay, that's fair. That's really short. But okay, listen. You're a blessing to me and to the country. I think I want people to learn lessons from this. My theme I've had for 30 years, moral bank accounts. Every human being has a moral bank account, meaning the good we do are deposits, the bad we do are withdrawals. And everybody makes withdrawals. Everybody. Your wife, your husband, your children, your parents. But that's why you have to look at people, their whole bank account. That's number one. Number two, the gotcha. Oh, gotcha. There was a one-word response to a very complex moral question. Gotcha. I don't play it with the left even, and certainly not with my allies. It's a very dangerous thing. It's wrong. And we'll, as I said, we'll end up with no allies. I said on the radio that just as we can say the word kike in context, I was talking about Harry Truman's use of it on the air. I just read the biography of him and how he would use that word. And he used the N-word. And I said, it's ridiculous. We can't say the N-word, but I can say kike. And now, just this weekend, The biggest newspaper in Oregon said Dennis Prager used the horrible word for Jews on his radio show. like I'm an anti-Semite. I'm a Jew who's written a book on anti-Semitism, who's fought anti-Semitism his whole life. But that's what I mean. Gotcha.
Well, and we have to be careful, Dennis, on the right, because there's a totalitarian impulse to the gotcha, isn't there? Which is that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, you must think like I do, or you are to be canceled.
And even if you don't think the way that we do, how do I put this? That it's. The punishment is excommunication from the tribe.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's the canceled, exactly.
Yeah.
So as I said, that's what I said to you at the beginning. Who's going to be left?
And
it's
like the Russian Politburo, the purity test. You end up with one. There's only one pure communist left, right?
Yes, we are. What is it? One Christian said to me, a very big one. He said, in the very beginning. When this started, he said to me, Dennis, we're in a purity death spiral. This is another thing to be learned. The purity is not available in the human life. No soldier remains pure. They're killing. But they're doing good. Pure, the pacifist is pure, but he lets Hitler win. He lets Stalin win. He lets Mao win. But he's pure. I didn't touch a gun. Purity is not an ideal. The doing as much good as possible. God, we are all God's children, and just like parents care how their children treat each other, God, in my view, most cares how we treat each other. The human being is very complex. I am not about to analyze their private thoughts. I'll give you, I know we're running out of time. I want to give you one example.
We can keep going as long as you want.
Okay. All right. Well, this is very touching. The very first decade of my radio career, 40 years, I've been doing this. So between year 40 and 30, a guy called my show. I was in my 30s and he was in his 30s. Dennis, I'm a bad son. Because people open up to me on the radio, as you know. I go, really? Why are you a bad son? He said, well, let me tell you. My mother has been sick, really sick, for 10 years. I have been the sole emotional and financial support of my mother. My siblings have opted out. And Dennis, I got to tell you, there are times when I wish she would succumb to her illness and die. I am a terrible son. And I responded, want you to know, I think you are a great son. And he said, why are you mocking me? He thought I was playing with him. I said, what are you talking about, mocking you? I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You are a great son. Because I don't care what you think. I care how you treat your mother. The fact that you might wish that she would finally die because it's such a difficult thing for you, it doesn't matter. It only matters how you treat her. He had never heard that in his life because his whole life he's heard that thoughts are sins.
It's very powerful. Well Dennis, there's so much other more technical stuff we can go through theologically, but just to close all this, anything remaining that you wanted to touch on or repeat or reemphasize with this? And I want to say I'm honored to have, you know, you as a teacher. And the hundreds of hours of lectures that you put into, you know, making the Bible real, it's unbelievable. It really is. If the conservative movement in America has an issue with Dennis Prager, then we'll lose everything. That's a bad sign. That is a bad, bad sign.
Well, thank you from the bottom of my heart. That I've touched your life is an enduring blessing in mine. I just want to make clear, no major Christian leader, no major conservative leader has joined any bandwagon. I'm saying, I'm coming on your program to say these things for the good Christian, the good conservative who might wonder about me because of my answer, is it evil? The animated kitty. And I don't want to lose these people, not for selfish reasons. I want to continue to touch their lives with the good ideas that I do, with the good that PragerU does, and my Bible commentary. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose them for no good reason. If I lose people for a good reason, I'll just tell you this. You'll find this very moving, Charlie. The great tragedy in Jewish life before the Holocaust was the destruction of the second Jewish temple and the second Jewish commonwealth, the second Jewish state in 70 AD. The rabbis of the Talmud, the second holiest work in Judaism, asked the question, and they wrote this a few hundred years afterward, why were the Jews exiled, killed, massacred at that time? And they said, they didn't blame the Romans. They said because Jews hated each other for no good reason. That lesson has stayed with me. There are people worthy of hate, but you better have a really good reason.
Dennis Prager, God bless you. Thank you for taking time. And I encourage our audience to text this episode to your friends. And we have your back, Dennis, 100%. God bless you.
And you too.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Want to hear your reaction to this episode? So email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.